You're listening to the Crown Point High School Bulldogs post-game show on USA-365.com.
And we're back live here at Crown Point High School Bulldog Turf. For tonight, the Bulldogs are victorious in dramatic, high-scoring fashion, 37-35 over the high-scoring LaPorte Slicers. It was as if neither team could be stopped, although there were a couple of stops. And it was one stop that basically made the difference in tonight's game. Let's try to recap our scoring here. Let's go back to the first quarter when Crown Point kicked off to LaPorte. LaPorte turned the ball over. No, let's see. What was it? Kicked the ball, returned the ball over. It was a partially blocked punt that Crown Point took over deep in LaPorte territory. Put together a four-play, 14-yard drive. It gave the Bulldogs a 7-0 lead on a 4-yard touchdown pass from Ryan Bolda to Timmy Angel with 9:56 to go in the first quarter. LaPorte did come back on their very next possession, however, a 6-play, 80-yard drive that ate up approximately 2 minutes of game clock. The winning touchdown at that point was Nespo with a 62-yard run. Nespo had a great game tonight for LaPorte. Drayson Nespo, unofficially, had 35 carries for, can you imagine, 249 yards? I had unofficially 35 carries for 249 yards. Let's see, there's one touchdown, two, three, and four touchdowns. Yeah, just an incredible night. Offense of LaPorte, just amazing the way they were able to move that option offense. A lot of deception and fakes that were excellently run. So let's pick it up here. After a 7-7 tie, Crown Point takes a lead 14-7 on an 11-play, 89-yard drive that ate up 4 minutes and 15 seconds worth of clock. And it was Tyler Gomez with his first of, I believe, 4 touchdowns, if I'm not mistaken, or at least 3 touchdowns. I'll double-check that here. And that made it 14-7 there with a minute 27 to go in the first quarter. A drive that began late in the first quarter and continued into the first part of the second quarter, a 13-play, 83-yard drive. Drayson Nespo scoring his second touchdown with 9:01 left in the second quarter, and that tied it back up at 14 apiece. And then Crown Point was unable to convert on their next drive. They got as far as LaPorte 46, had to punt it to the LaPorte 5-yard line. LaPorte proceeds to put together a 95-yard drive in 8 plays with Drayson Nespo pushing it over from the 5-yard line. That made it LaPorte 21-14, and I believe that was LaPorte's only lead of the game. They led it 21-14 with 2:21 to go in the first half. Then Crown Point came back with a 10-drive, 65-yard drive that was aided in part by 4 penalties against LaPorte. In just 2 minutes and 6 seconds time of possession, Crown Point puts together a touchdown with Tyler Gomez from 1 yard out with 15.3 seconds to go. That ties it up at 21 apiece. The third quarter, Crown Point did receive the opening kickoff, but it was the only turnover by Crown Point. An interception by Ryan Bolda was picked up by Salah Brooks, and he had a huge return to about the inside the 40-yard line of Crown Point, but again, a big penalty, a couple of penalty flags, brought the ball back to the LaPorte 33-yard line. But LaPorte proceeds to put together an 11-play, 67-yard drive. This one, a 4-yard touchdown run by Nolan Lorenz. Lorenz from 4 yards out, and that tied it again. No, I'll take that back. LaPorte takes a 28-21 lead, so they did have 2 separate leads in the game with 6:52 left in the third quarter. Crown Point comes right back, however, with a 5-play, 58-yard drive. That was aided in part by a 48-yard run by Tyler Gomez. And then the touchdown, we believe that was Scott Mills on the Wildcat formation from 1 yard out with 3:58 to go. That tied it up at 28-28. Ben Frederick, 4-for-4 on extra point kicks at that point. Then LaPorte takes over, and they proceed to drive down inside the 12-yard line when it was Alexander fumbles, and it's Noah Nelson recovers the fumble for Crown Point. Crown Point taking over at their own 4-yard line late in the third quarter with the score tied 28-28. But Crown Point proceeds to put together a 9-play, 86-yard drive. Again, this one, however, stops short. This one is a 27-yard field goal that is good by Ben Fredericks. That gives Crown Point a 31-28 lead with 9:22 to go in the fourth quarter. LaPorte, however, comes back with a 7-play, 72-yard touchdown drive. This one on a 42-yard touchdown run by Drayson Nespo. From the Crown Point 42-yard line, that makes it 35-31 with 6:48 remaining in the game. Crown Point then takes over on 1st and 10 from their own 16-yard line and proceeds to put together a 6-play, 84-yard drive. A big play there was a 69-yard run by Tyler Gomez, who brings the ball down to the 4-yard line, and a couple plays later, Gomez punches it in from 2 yards out, and that gives Crown Point a 37-35 lead after the extra point kick goes wide left, and that's with 4:04 remaining in the game. So LaPorte has plenty of time left. They take the ball, take over on a pop-up fair catch at their own 29-yard line. They put together a 12-play drive that basically runs out most of the remaining clock. They get down as far as the Crown Point 10-yard line when on 3rd and 6th, a run by Lorenz goes for no gain, and they actually go line up for a field goal kick. Caleb Kuzdas attempts what we believe may be his first field goal attempt. It would have been 27 yards, but it was blocked, squarely blocked, on a low trajectory kick by the Crown Point line. We're not sure who got their hands on it. Well, you may hear about it later as to who got credit for it. And that block comes with just 23 seconds left. Crown Point takes over 1st and 10 with 20 seconds left at their own 20-yard line. Ryan Bolda lines up his team in victory formation, takes the knee, and that is the end of the game. 37-35, Crown Point the victor over LaPorte in a very exciting game that went back and forth at least four times, because LaPorte had two leads, and I believe Crown Point had at least three leads before they finally won it at the end. Make that four leads, I guess. All right, so there we have it. I think Frank Sprankle is looking up some more scores from around the region. Frank, I don't know, are you ready for...
I can give you a good number of the scores, Dave. We have all of the Doolin scores in as terms of finals. So the Doolin scores are in the finals outside of what happened here in the Bulldogs. What can we say? Thriller for an exclamation point, 37-35 over to LaPorte Slicers. Let's take a look at the games that mean a lot as far as the DAC is concerned. The Portage Indians, undefeated in the DAC, undefeated no more. They lose at Ames Field tonight, 31-14, as the Michigan City Wolves pull off an impressive victory there. We saw Valparaiso here last week, very frustrated they lost to the Bulldogs. It showed. They defeat the Maryville Pirates at home 28-0, and the Chesterton Trojans will see them next week in their place tonight. They knock off a struggling Lake Central squad 42-24. We have the finals from the Northwest Crossroads Conference as well, and the Lowell Red Devils continue to prevail 28-9 on the road. They defeat Munster tonight. Andrean with a home victory 42-7 over Kankakee Valley. And Hobart on the road, a 14-7 tight win over the Highland Trojans. Out of the Greater South Shore Conference, let's look at the South Division. Wheeler at home, a 31-14 win over Hanover Central. 35-10, Griffith a home win, defeating South Central of Union Mills. Out of the Greater South Shore Conference, the South Division. out of the Greater South Shore Conference North Division. River Force, a road victory over Lake Station, 14-8. Also out of the Greater South Shore Conference, the North Division, Whiting, a 20-12 win over Calumet. Whiting getting the win on the road tonight. And one more final to report, a clash of two Greater South Shore Conference schools, a South Division school and a North Division school. And Boone Grove defeating Bishop Knoll on the road tonight, 49-6, the final. So those are the upper finals we have. We did have one in-progress score out of the Greater South Shore Conference, 37-14, Morden leading Hammond on the road. That game is in the fourth quarter, no final on that one.
All right, Frank, appreciate that. That update. We have a few more scores here when we come back after this break here on the Crown Point Bulldogs postgame show. Crown Point Bulldogs celebrating a homecoming victory over the LaPorte Slicers, 37-35, a high-scoring back-and-forth affair. Back with more after this on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
Hi, I'm Bill Satterly.
And I'm Kent Lundquist. Together we host 2 hours of some of the best mainstream jazz each Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore.
We're the hosts of The Feeling of Jazz and are a proud sponsor of Crown Point High School football on internet radio, indianasports.com.
We've got an eSports connection with Dade Woodward, who engineers our weekly jazz show.
So we invite football fans to join us each Sunday night at 8 for The Feeling of Jazz on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore.
And online at lakeshorepublicradio.org.
When it's time for an oil change in your car or truck, be sure to visit Oil & Go in Crown Point in Valparaiso. Every oil change at Oil & Go includes a free complete vacuum and a free soft touch car wash. Oil & Go is located at 1492 North Main Street in Crown Point and 2806 Calumet Avenue in Valparaiso. They also offer free pickup and delivery. In Crown Point, call 219-663-4364. That's Oil & Go. Proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs football on USA-365.com. Legal issues can come in many different situations in today's world. Are you considering buying or selling real estate? Are you and your family experiencing financial difficulties? You have questions about how to implement the right plan for the transfer of your property after death? If so, you should consider consulting with an attorney. Attorney Adam Decker has provided legal advice for more than 20 years to the residents of Northwestern Indiana on these and other matters. Call him to discuss your specific legal issue at 219-663-7400 or visit adamdeckerlaw.com to find out more about Adam Decker and his areas of practice. Whether it's tailgating outside the stadium or driving through the countryside and enjoying the season's colors, when you do, you can make sure your vehicle's looking its best with a trip to Oil & Go for a soft-touch car wash. An even smarter move is to join the Unlimited Monthly Car Wash Club to keep your vehicle clean throughout the season at an affordable price. Soft Touch Car Wash and Oil & Go is located at 1492 Main Street in Crown Point, and Soft Touch Car Wash is at 1303 Vale Park Road in Valparaiso. Visit their new website at oilandgowash.com. That's oilandgowash.com. Proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs football on USA-365.com. As the mayor of Crown Point, David Urant always has the needs of the citizens and the future of the cities his guiding principles. He believes government must be about working with others through leadership and vision to accomplish goals. Building a stronger community from within is the city's mission to ensure we protect our heritage, hometown values, and provide the vision to continue to move our community forward. Crown Point Mayor David Urant is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs football on USA-365.com. You're listening to the Crown Point High School Bulldogs post-game show on USA-365.com.
Dave Woodworth here along with Frank Sprankle. I neglected to go through some of the statistics. I mentioned some of them, but I do have a final stat on Tyler Gomez. I believe he had 3 touchdown runs this evening. And there was 1 touchdown pass from Bolda to Timmy Angel. You know what he had to have? That's right. Scott Mills had 1 touchdown for a 2-yard run for a touchdown. So that was the other touchdown. So a total of 5 touchdowns for the Bulldogs. plus a field goal. And so there you have the difference there tonight. Tyler Gomez unofficially with 24 carries, 264 yards rushing. Mills had the two-yard run. And I don't know that anybody else actually carried the ball on the ground for Crown Point. Ryan Bolda unofficially 19 attempts passing. And make that 11 out of 19 with one touchdown and one interception. Receiving passes tonight, Eric Mahaffey, 2 for 27. Brett Shuttle, 2 for 39. Ben Frederick, 3 for 32. Now that I think about it, Mahaffey did have a carry on that end-around play, and I lost that. That was a gain of about 9 yards or something like that. So he did have one carry for the Bulldogs on the stat book. All right, we have a couple more scores that came in as well, Frank. I don't know if you saw these or not. Winnemac West Central.
Yeah, Winnemac West Central. Let me get my sheet. Yeah, that came in. I believe Winnemac won that game, Dave, 37-14.
Yeah, and Rensselaer Central was a winner tonight as well by a score of 60-6.
Big win for
the
Bombers.
So a big win for the Bombers there. Still looking for that final on the Morton Hammond game. And
I got
also,
actually, Dave, there is a final on that. I reported as it being 37-14 in the fourth quarter, Morton with the lead. It has gone final, 37-14. The score remains the same, Morton with the win tonight.
All right. Big battle there between Clark and Gabbett. A couple of teams that have had some struggles actually for several seasons. Clark and Gabbett, I think, each have one win. Clark won last week. Gabbett won their opening game of the season, but is on a five-game losing streak. So that was going to be interesting. I don't know that I saw any scores on that contest.
We only had one. That was still in the third quarter. Gabbett was leading 20-12, but that's the last score as reported.
Okay, very good. All right, well, next week we will be back on the air and on the road again as we head off to Chesterton. And it'll be the Crown Point Bulldogs at the Chesterton Trojans. Our broadcast time will be 6:30 p.m. Kickoff at 7 o'clock as the Bulldogs take on the Trojans. Trojans tonight were victors over Lake Central by a score of 42-24. That game was played at Chesterton, so they'll have a couple of games in a row on their home turf. And we're looking forward to that game as well. Once again, our final score here at Crown Point, Bulldogs 37, Slicers 35. What an exciting game. A lot
yes,
of highlights
indeed.
In this game.
Yes.
We'll have pictures and a story on tonight's game on our website at usa-365.com. And we hope that you'll be with us again next time around the block. All right, let's wrap things up here and give a final thanks to all of our sponsors here at usa-365.com and IndianaSports.com.
Live Internet radio coverage of Crown Point High School Bulldogs football on IndianaDeskSports.com has been brought to you by KEPT Concepts in Healing, offering neurofeedback in their Crown Point clinic, helping individuals with brain injuries, ADHD, and depression. Their website is KEPTConceptsInHealing.com. Scott Angel, State Farm Insurance Agent, offering home, life, auto insurance, and other financial services. Visit ScottAngelSF.com. The Feeling of Jazz, providing 2 hours of mainstream jazz every Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on 89.1 FM, The Lakeshore, and online at lakeshorepublicradio.org. Four Seasons Mechanical in Merrillville, offering residential and commercial heating and cooling services. Call 219-756-7020. The Law Office of Adam Decker, offering legal advice in the areas of real estate, financial distress, estate property transfers, and other matters. Visit his website at adamdeckerlaw.com. David Uran, Mayor of the City of Crown Point, is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs football on IndianaDeskSports.com. Centier Bank, family-owned and operated and not for sale. Learn more at centier.com. Oil and Go and Soft Touch Car Wash, keeping your car lubricated and clean at 1492 North Main Street in Crown Point. Their website is oilingowash.com. Dr. Philip Polis and prosthodontist Alexandra Polis, offering family implant and reconstructive dentistry. Call 219-662-0131 or visit drpolis.com. Levin Tire and Service Center, with 7 locations in Northwest Indiana, including Crown Point and Winfield. Visit levintirecenter.com. Horizon Bank, a community full-service bank with more than 60 locations in Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio, now featuring home equity loans. Visit horizonbank.com. And by The Breeze, the world's easy listening leader. The Sea Breeze, the world's greatest vocals. WFLM.us, the world's finest listening music and musical memories, with music of the 50s and 60s. All streaming easy listening music 24 hours a day at thebreeze.com. Thank you for listening to Crown Point Bulldogs High School Football on IndianaDeskSports.com.
Back for a final word here at USA-365.com at Bulldog Turf. Frank, any final thoughts on tonight's game?
Dave, I said in the pregame show that what we saw from the Bulldogs last week against Valparaiso was probably the best game I ever saw in terms of the Bulldogs this season. However, I have to say that what we saw here tonight was the most emotional game we have seen this season. Give credit over the last 2 weeks, a successful homestand, but I honestly believe with just the emotion, what has gone on over the last 2 weeks, first defeating Valparaiso, a state-ranked team that had not lost the game until last week, and taking LaPorte, a top school in the DAC, with the way the Bulldogs did tonight, I really think this can propel them the rest of the way to maybe a second straight sectional championship, at least. Let's hope.
We'll see what happens. It definitely was scary at that one point in the second half, and we saw number 54 go down with an injury. He was able to walk off the field. Caden Watson, the top defensive player for Crown Point, leading the team in tackles and solo tackles, and he was just all over the field again tonight, and he was able to return to the field and play effectively late in the game.
Well, you don't want to see anybody injured. Caden Watson means a lot to this team. He is the quarterback. He is one of the captains. He is a strong leader. This is a defense that looks up to Caden Watson, and his presence on the field makes a tremendous impact. When you think of somebody that does a great job with leadership, lean by example, that's what I think of when I think of Caden Watson, leadership, and he certainly has shown it this season, and good to see him back in the fourth quarter tonight.
Well, congratulations to the homecoming royalty. They were crowned at halftime, and we mentioned who they were earlier. Let's go ahead and thank those who helped make this broadcast possible behind the scenes. That's right. The president of Meyer Broadcasting Corporation is indeed John Meyer. The executive producer, yours truly, Dave Woodworth. And a special thanks to Frank Sprankle for his game preparation notes and scoreboard keeping throughout the game at halftime and postgame show. Mark Smith, of course, our veteran sports writer, with his weekly preview stories for both Lowell and Crown Point each week throughout the 2017 season. His weekly picks and his Renegade Magnificent Seven polls at our website, USA-365.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. It's Crown Point at Chesterton, broadcast time 6:30 p.m., kickoff at 7 o'clock on USA-365.com and IndianaDeskSports.com. Thanks for joining us. Dave Woodworth. Have a great evening and a great weekend, everyone.